Bibles, please, in our next reading to the book of Joshua, chapter 6. Joshua 6, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. Now, Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out, and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, See, I have given into thine hand Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times. And the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. And Joshua the son of Nun called the priests and said unto them, Take up the ark of the covenant, and let 7 priests bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord. And he said unto the people, Pass on, and compass the city, and let him that is armed pass on before the ark of the Lord. And it came to pass, when Joshua had spoken unto the people, that the 7 priests bearing the 7 trumpets of ram's horns passed on before the Lord, and blew with the trumpets, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. And the armed men went before the priests that blew with the trumpets, and the rearward came after the ark, the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, You shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I bid you shout. Then shall you shout. So the ark of the Lord compassed the city, going about it once, and they came into the camp and lodged in the camp. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priests took up the ark of the Lord. And 7 priests bearing 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord went on continually and blew with the trumpets, and the armed men went before them. But the rearward came after the ark of the Lord, the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. And the 2nd day they compassed the city once, and returned into the camp. So they did 6 days. And it came to pass on the 7th day that they rose early about the dawning of the day and compassed the city after the same manner 7 times. Only on that day they compassed the city 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time when the priests blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, Shout! For the Lord hath given you the city. And the city shall be accursed, even it and all that are therein, to the Lord. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. And ye in any wise keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest ye make yourselves accursed, when ye take of the accursed thing, and make the camp of Israel a curse, and trouble it. But all the silver and gold and vessels of brass and iron are consecrated unto the Lord. They shall come into the sanctuary of the Lord, into the treasury of the Lord. So the people shouted when the priests blew with the trumpets, and it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat. So that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city, and they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, young and old, ox and sheep and ass, with the edge of the sword. But Joshua said unto the two men that had spied out the country, Go into the harlot's house, and bring out thence the woman, and all that she hath, as ye swear unto her. And the young men that were spies went in, and brought out Rahab, and her father, and her mother, and her brethren, and all that she had, and they brought out all her kindred, and left them without the camp of Israel. And they burnt the city with fire, and all that was therein, only the silver and the gold, and the vessels of brass and of iron, they put into the treasury of the house of the Lord. And Joshua saved Rahab the harlot alive, and her father's household, and all that she had, and she dwelleth in Israel even unto this day, because she hid the messengers which Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. And Joshua adjured them at that time, saying, Cursed be the man before the Lord that riseth up and buildeth this city Jericho. He shall lay the foundation thereof in his firstborn, and in his youngest son shall he set up the gates of it. So the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame was noised throughout the country. May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his most holy word. First thing we read in this chapter is that Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. So like many before us, we see not only the historical nature of this narrative, but also that it forms parallels for the advance of the church and applications to many ages of redemption. Jericho was straitly shut up against the advance of the Israelites, but those gates did not prevail against the kingdom of God in those days, as Christ promises that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the advance of his church. So, the first thing we want to remember here then is that although Jericho was straitly shut up, that was no barrier to the people of God, no barrier to the advance of the kingdom of God in that day. Secondly, we want to remember that the Lord's methods are often not like our own, and he requires us to have confidence in his methods of accomplishment. I don't know any of the names of our current men that are in charge of armed forces. I remember some from a few years back. I remember General Norman Schwarzkopf. I remember when he prosecuted the first desert war over there in Iraq that, I remember hearing a speech of his, and he was talking about, quote, the art of war, and how that his enemy really didn't understand the art at all at that time. Okay. No self-respecting general would have listened to what Joshua had to say about how to conquer Jericho. That's the point we're making here. Yet the Lord had a method. May I say it this way also? No self-respecting businessman or the head of any organization or brotherhood or whatever the society is would say, this society is going to go forth on the foolishness of preaching. That's just craziness. But the Lord has his method. And because he stands behind it, it is effective. And we must have confidence in it. And we must not take on the art of war or the art of any other such thing as the church moving forward. This looks counterintuitive to us, does it not? But the Lord knew exactly what he was doing. And as the people of God follow the direction and command of the Lord, for his kingdom's sake, we will see the advance. At the end of Acts chapter 15 and into chapter 16, there was a great controversy between Jews and Gentiles in the first century. What do we do with them? And nobody really knew. So they went to the Lord and they called a synod meeting and they discussed it, and the synod gave an issuance, didn't they? And it said that when the churches received these letters from the synod and obeyed the voice of the Lord, the church had peace and rest and flourished. Why? Because God commanded, the people heard, and the Lord was pleased to move the kingdom ahead. Okay, so This may not look like a really good military strategy, but the Lord knew what He was doing. And so what did the Lord do? He put armed men out front, the Ark of the Covenant in the middle. Just before the Ark of the Covenant, seven priests with seven horns, and then a few armed men behind the Ark. And so what they did was they advanced their intention to Jericho for 6 days. Round and round they went in the city. Now, Jericho was straightly shut up, yet anyone in Jericho that knew what was coming had an opportunity to sue for peace in those 6 days, didn't they? They could have joined themselves to Rahab's house. They could have joined themselves to Joshua. They could have fled the city and come out. The Lord gave 6 days of advance notice as to what He intended. Jericho knew what was going on. They knew even before Joshua ever got there. That's why they were so concerned about the two spies. It was completely shut up, though. Isn't that how the human heart often works? Hardened as it is against the overtures of the Lord, who for 6 days compasses about with an advertisement of His intention. Jericho is about to be destroyed. What a contrast between Jericho and Nineveh. Because the Ninevites heard 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown, and they repented. But Jericho was Hormah. It was given to the Lord. There were no Canaanites going to survive that day. And so their hearts went on in their hardness, all except for Rahab. So the Lord compasses the city with His ark and people, and that tells Jericho, we own you. The Lord owns this city. 7 times they go round the city. You go round the city that you own so that you can do what? Walk about Jerusalem. Tell her towers. Mark her bulwarks, right? So why are they going around Jericho? They're advertising, the Lord has given us this city. It is ours in the name of the Lord. But those of Jericho did not hear it. We want also to note the sevens in this narrative. We want to note that it was 6 days and then on the seventh day, 7 times. Well, most commentators are agreed, because we have no real other differentiation of days, that last day was the Sabbath day. That they started on the first day of the week and they went 6 days. They went 1 time around each day. And then on the Sabbath day, they went around 7 times. They had 7 priests blowing with trumpets. And it was on the Sabbath day that the Lord delivered the city into their hands. And it may be an interesting thing to think about. I don't know. It's hard to know for sure. But if it took about an hour to an hour and a half in solemn procession to get around the city of Jericho, they started early in the morning. By the time they were done, it was late afternoon in the day. And by the time the city was conquered, the Sabbath came to an end in the conception of the ancient Jews when they held their Sabbath from evening to evening. And so they went in and took the city. Not anyone was spared. Everyone was put under the sword, with the exception of Rahab and her house. The priests blew with the trumpets. Joshua said unto the people, shout, for the Lord hath given you the city. I know that there's been a lot of conjecture over the years on what they shouted. I don't know what they shouted. I don't know. We're not told. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know. We're not told. All we're told is that when they shouted, the walls fell down. And did you notice this? It's a little bit obscure, but it says that every man went straight up into the city. What does that mean? That it wasn't just a corner of the walls that fell down. All of them fell down, so that no matter where you were surrounding the city, you went straight up into it. Every bit of the wall fell down, so that everyone of the land would know that this was a miraculous movement of God. It wasn't an earthquake. It wasn't a harmonic vibration from the shouting of the people or anything like that. It was simply that the Lord brought the walls down, every inch of them, and all of the people that were by that time surrounding the city went directly up. They didn't have to go over to the southeast corner of the city to enter into the city. Everything fell down. Well, it's a famous story, isn't it, children? We've all heard of Joshua and the Battle of Jericho, where the walls have come tumbling down. All right, so let's move on to the second portion of the narrative. Oh, one more thing that I want to say here. Let's see. Yeah, it is in the second portion. That's right. They are to keep themselves from the accursed thing. Lest, listen to this very carefully for a moment, lest you make yourselves accursed when you take of the accursed thing and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it. Keep those words in mind when we get to chapter 7, Lord willing, this afternoon. We'll handle this again then, but let me just briefly mention here. Why did Achan die and all of his house? Because he made himself accursed like the city. This was broadcast beforehand. If you take any of the accursed thing, you will be made like the city, also accursed. And as everything had to die in the city, if you make yourself accursed, all of your stuff will have to go down as well. Right? Okay, so that's very clear in the passage. Now we talk about Rahab for a moment, and twice in the second portion of this chapter she is mentioned. And notice that she is praised. What's she praised for? Well, if you ask modern people, she's praised for putting on a kind of situational ethics. She's praised for her lying. Again, beloved, as we said a couple of chapters ago, she is never praised for lying. She is praised for her faith, which caused her to hide the messengers and send them out another way. That she lied along the way is sinful, and that's never condoned in Scripture. Okay, so don't think of that she hid the spies as a part for the whole, that every action that she undertook in that situation is approved of by God. It is not. The actions that are sinful remain sinful. The actions that are faithful remain faithful. Okay? So twice in this passage she is extolled for hiding the spies. And we note also that the Lord calls upon his people to keep their promises in this. They made a promise to Rahab. They made a covenant with her, and so they kept it. Joshua kept it. The men that met her, the spies, kept it. They went in the midst of perhaps great danger, with walls crumbling and people dying. They went in and they brought her out. They kept the promise that they had made to her, she and all her house. And she dwelleth in Israel unto this day, because she hid the messengers which Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. And then one more time, there is a curse leveled, this time for the man that will build up Jericho. It is to be remembered as a heap forever. Of course, we will find later on in our readings of the book of the Kings that there was a man that rebuilt Jericho, and he paid the price exactly as Joshua said that he would. All right, thus ends the reading of Joshua chapter 7.